Well, hello, people. Well, all my strikes on my other channel, Solo Man, on YouTube, are all disappeared. They've timed run out. So I guess I can start making some videos and put them on there and get some more strikes. But all the strikes I got on that channel were for, to me, showing femons in their true light. And of course, not allowed to do that. And you're also not allowed to criticize a femon. If you do criticize a femon, your post will disappear. Then, of course, if you show femons in the bad light, your video will disappear too. Apparently, for men, it's fine. You can criticize men all you want and show them in bad light as long as you want. That's a strange kind of censorship, don't you think? But, of course, if femons were what they say they are, they wouldn't have to hide all this stuff, would they? But they do try to hide it, and for fear you find out who the femons and the femon nature really is. Because they must know. You wouldn't like it. But Google isn't innocent, either. Now you do a search for something on Google, and you know it's out there, you've seen it before. But all of a sudden, you can't find it. Basically, Google has kind of cleaned up all the bad behavior of femons. Not men, just femons. You see, when information isn't in books anymore, then the media is completely lying to you. The only information about it is on Google, and they can adjust that. Basically, they can adjust history. They're obviously trying to show femons in a better light, because the real light of femons doesn't look too good. Of course, you see that in the media all the time. When a femon has done something not very nice and quite disgusting, there's a reason for it. She's had some mental issues, or her boyfriend beat her up 35 years ago. And of course, most of us real men can see straight through it. But what worries me is the young men who aren't awake and aware, who think that everything they see is true. They may believe the lies, which then makes that young male vulnerable to femons. So what about you guys? Have you noticed how Google is actually starting to go quite woke? And of course, I'm just telling the truth, but I won't be able to put this video on YouTube because I'd probably get another strike. So here's a test for you guys. You're on a bus. There's no seats available, but you're sitting down. Then a femon gets on. She's quite young, not too young, quite attractive, and is acting all girly, like they do. And it is just an act. Do you give your seat up for this young femon? One more scenario. Exactly the same, but this time the femon is pregnant, probably about 7 to 8 months. Do you give your seat up for this pregnant femon? Okay, test is over. Go have some R&R, guys. See you later.